Well, it is a Thursday morning and it's a beautiful morning for some people. I heard it has been raining in a capital and I'm jealousy of you guys. Really, really, really jealousy of you because we are banning. It is banning here. Really, it's getting hot here. So it is banning in the north. And I hear it's raining in winter. Good morning to you, those who have a beautiful weather. I'm not saying good morning to those who doesn't. So, all right. So good morning to you, wherever you find yourself in this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful land of the brave. So how are you this morning? Are you also having a fantastic weather like they have in the capital? Somebody told me they have a beautiful weather. It's raining and it's a beautiful weather in the capital. So how are you? All right, let me not complain. Good morning and welcome. Thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for tuning in your favorite radio station in the land. This is Eagle FM. Thank you, Dr. David. Thank you, David, for the early morning scoop and for now crossing the mic, you know, to the beautiful region of Oshana, the mighty region of Oshana. All right. So welcome. Our time is about 2 minutes past the hour of 8. And we're coming to you now, coming to you live, direct from the Ondangwa studio. I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock when I will be handing over to Tate France this morning around 10 o'clock. When he will come with you with the program Kutha Mosha. So, good morning. So, my name is Mike Oshoveli, and this is Unpacking the Day, your daily dose of what's really going on in business, economic, and politics. So, every weekday, so we cut through the noise to make sense of the big stories, trends, and numbers making headlines. So we keep it clear and always, always curious, asking the question that matters and giving you a fresh take on what people are saying out there. So the views shared during our segments don't necessarily reflect those of Eagle FM. We are here to unpack what others are saying, spark the meaningful conversation so you can be part of the bigger conversation. So this is your space. This is your platform to unpack the headlines and get to the heart of the stories. So good morning. It is the 20th. Today is the 20th of the 11th month. So the year is slowly and painfully, it's coming to the close. It's coming to the end of the year, slowly and painfully. It's coming to the end. And why I'm saying painfully? No, why would the year should end? Actually, I don't want it to end, you know? So, all right. So as usual, we start with our first segment, which is On This Day in Africa. So welcome to On This Day in Africa. Today we got some key moment in African history to reflect on. Let's take a look at what happened on this day, November the 20th, throughout the years. Now, in 1975, on this day, on the 20th of November, the Angolan Civil War begins. After Angola gained independence from Portugal, the People's Movement for the Liberation of Angola, the MPLA, declared full control of the government. Now, this marked the start of a brutal 27-year civil war with MPLA, which had strong ties to the communist ideology, fighting against UNITA, an anti-communist rebel movement. Now, the war would go on to shape the country's history for many, many, many years, leaving deep scars that took years, actually, to heal. So, and in 2017, on the very same day, the 20th of November in 2017, another monumental change took place. Robert Mugabe, Mr. Robert Mugabe, after 37 years of rule, resigned as the president of Zimbabwe. Mugabe's time in office had become increasingly authoritarian, and pressure was actually mounting from both the military and the people as well. So a military takeover earlier in the month paved the way for Mugabe's exit, making the end of an era in Zimbabwe's history. And in 1989, on November the 20th in 1989, the Organization of African Unity, now the African Union, established November the 20th as African Industrialization Day. Today is African Industrialization Day. So the goal was actually to raise awareness about the vital role industrialization plays in Africa's economic development. So it is a day to reflect on how the continent can harness its vast resources and human potential to drive growth and prosperity. So, and moving to 2000, we see the first ever session of the Pan-African Parliament held in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. So this marked a new chapter in Africa's political cooperation, giving the continent a platform to discuss and address its challenges and to work towards unity and shared progress. And finally, 2015, in 2015, November the 20th, 2015, a tragic date for Mali, tragic day for Mali, as a hostage siege took place at the Radisson Blue Hotel in Bamako. Fortunately, or unfortunately, I wasn't in that hotel during this, but I have been in this hotel in Bamako. So I resided in this hotel. There was some conference at some point, and I stayed in that hotel. At least 19 people lost their lives in this attack, claimed by the militant group Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and Morabitoun. So the attack shocked the world and reminded us of the ongoing security challenges faced by some African countries. So that's all for today's history roundup on this day in Africa. And today is the Thursday, November the 20th. The thought for the day, our thought for the day today is in the kingdom of the blind, where everybody is blind, in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man, if there is one with one eye, is a king. So the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is a king, is king. Now, the proverb means that in a situation where everyone is lacking or ignorant in some way, even someone with a small advantage or slightly better ability will stand out and have more power or influence. So it suggests that relative superiority, no matter how small, can make someone appear as a leader or authority in a context where others are at disadvantage. Now, in other words, the Proverbs emphasize how context matter. In a group where most people are lacking, even a minimal skill or knowledge can elevate someone to a position of power. So the proverb actually reminds us of how power dynamic can shift based on the surrounding environment or the ability of others around you. So, in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is a king. It could be where you are. You are the one-eyed man, you know, as a king in the kingdom of the blind. So Yeah, what it suggests is that, well, watch out your influence. I mean, the slight, your ability will stand out and have more power or influence wherever you find, whatever that ability, depending on the context. So that's our thought for the day today. So hopefully you are the one in the kingdom of the blind, and you are the one, one-eyed man, you are the king. So, all right, that's our thought for the day today. So our time is about 12 minutes past the hour of 8. It's quite hot here. My aircon, it's not doing me justice here. It's so 8 and I'm sweating already here. So, all right, what can you expect? What can you expect in the show this morning? Namibia's parliament has ended the year having passed only two bills. Only two bills. We're going to talk about the implication of that. Only passed two bills, you know, and these are budget bills, you know, both the amendment and the budget. So only those two. All right. What are their works? What are their work? So, and if we still have time, we had a story yesterday that made the front page, the Ohangwena advice to leverage gateway to Angola. So we're going to look at that as well. Just get into it and see what are the things, what are the possibilities, or are we being realistic in what we're saying? So what do we need to do to make that a reality? So your participation will also be part of the show, of course. So when we come back, we get into our first item on the show. Stay tuned.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, good morning Namibia. Good morning wherever you are in this beautiful, beautiful land of the brave. You are tuned in to Eagle FM's Unpacking the Day. I'm Michael Chavelli. And your daily voice for the stories that shape our country. All right, so let's have a quick one, and then we will actually start our program. We have started already.
When you choose UNAM,
you get credible accreditations.
You get internationally recognized qualifications.
You get a university with a growing reputation.
When you choose UNAM,
you get a head start on local jobs.
You become connected in a growing Namibia.
You stay in the best country in the world.
Because you already know you love it here.
Open your mind to UNAM.
And UNAM will open the world to you.
UNAM is your university, Namibia.
Because the U in UNAM is you.
Okay, welcome back. Our time is about 15 minutes past the hour of 8, and you are on Unpacking the Day. So, good morning. Now, for the first time since independence in 1990, for the first time, Namibia's parliament has ended the year having passed only two bills. And both of them were the national budget and its mid-year amendment. Only those two. It's only those two. They only passed two bills, you know. Just think about that. Think about that. What is their work is all about? Now, This is a historical low. They have actually, they have break the record. You know, they have break a record. It's like, you know, the Manchester's new coach break all the unwanted records. So our parliament, the eighth parliament, have break unwanted record. This is a historic low. Never before since independence in 1990. Had the legislative ended a year with literally nothing to show but the budget. Nothing else to show but the budget only. What President Netumbo Ndaitwah had promised in April at the SONA, in April, to finalize, she said she will finalize 11 key pieces of legislation by the end of the year. But the promises fell absolutely flat. That promises fell absolutely flat. 6 bills were tabled in the year. It's not that they weren't bill. There were 6 bills that were tabled in the year. Yet none has actually passed through the chamber. None. In plain terms, the new government arrived with higher expectations, but the legislative output was near zero. Okangonga. Not even on issues the president herself promised would be wrapped up before the end, before the year end. Not even on those. What does this mean now? What does this mean for our democracy? What does this mean for our development? Well, we got to unpack this. To unpack this, we need a little bit of a context, okay? We need to have a little bit of a context to understand what does it mean for our democracy? What does it mean for our development? Now, back in April, during her State of Nation Address, President Netumbo Ndaitwah promised Namibian that 11 key laws will be finalized this year. We're just following up from what you have promised us. All right? So, laws that could touch everyday's life. From the way maybe we handle mental health support, because there was also mental health bills. You remember? You know? And how we distribute or maybe manage land. Yeah? Land bill that was also there. So even if it's a very thorny issue for many years, that's one of the thorny issues for many years now. So now, here we are in November. The parliament closed business for 2025. They have closed business for 2025. And on the legislative scoreboard, okay? Come on, guys, let's look at the legislative scoreboard. What do we see? 2 budget bills. Okay, anything else? Nope, nothing else. So how do you feel, parliamentarian, going for holiday having done absolutely zero? 2 budget bills. And there's nothing else. Nothing else. Now, historically, maybe you guys don't know. Let me just bring you a little bit of a history, so that we understand what you're talking about. Historically, Namibian lawmakers were much busier. They were much, much, much busier. Okay? If we're talking in the 90s, you know, Parliament routinely passed like 30 or more law per year. 30. We're talking about 30. And in 1994, it peaked at 36. They passed law in a year in 1994, 36 law. So those were the years we saw the Land Reform Act, the Labor Act, the Education Act, you know, the building block of the young nation. Eh? So they were busier. They were really, really busy. Now, in the 90s, In the 90s, our parliament was passing 30 or more laws every year. Fast forward to around 2010s, those numbers started actually going down. So around 2010, who was actually president? Pohamba? We're getting now into Pohamba and Hage Geingob as well. So the number started actually falling sharply, you know? But never, and this is never, but never in 35 years of democracy have we had a year where the only law passed were about national spending. Never. So the number, you know, if we look into that a little bit of a history, the number tells the story. I love the number because, well, the number tells the story better than word. If you look in 1994, 36 bill passed. Look around. As I said, when now it's getting in the 2010s, it started actually to... when you can also look maybe that where we're getting, we started to get all the laws that we need. No, there are some laws that are as old as, I don't know, 19 Kruru. Have you heard something like that? 19 Kruru? There are those laws that are as old as that much. So around 2022, 16 bill passed. 2023, let's get closer. 16 in 2022. In 2023, 23 bills passed. This is in a year. I'm just giving you some kind of a picture. So, and this year, 2025, 2 bill passed. And remember, this is a budget and the amendment, you know. So, 2 bill passed. In 2025, under President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, the National Assembly closed the year with only 2 budget-related bills. Only 2 budget-related bills passed. 6 others were tabled. Mental health, land, fisheries, housing, you know, and 2 others. But none made it through the final vote. None. So, now, the president's state of the nation address in April promised 11 key pieces of legislation would be finalized this year. I indicated that. That promise has not been kept. So the takeaway is clear. Parliament is underperforming. If you are listening to me and you are a parliamentarian, you have, you know, who, it doesn't matter who they are, you know, as long as you're a parliamentarian, they underperformed. Absolutely. They underperformed. So, now, why does a low... Okay, now, let's get here. Why does, maybe you're now asking, why does a low legislative tally matter to the everyday Namibian? Why would actually this matter to me? Maybe that's a question you're asking. All right. They only passed 2 bills, so what? Okay, why is that is actually matter to me? It does matter to you. Believe me, it does matter to you. This matter because Namibia long-term plans depend on laws. Your long-term plans depend on laws. Vision 2030, our blueprint for a prosperous and stable nation. It depends on laws. So the blueprint for a prosperous and stable nation sees success and successive national NDP-6, you know, as a vehicle to meet development goals. So when you have those development goals, you need the law to enact them, to effect them, you know? You need laws. Now, if the lawmakers are failing at their job, for example, like they have failed, if they are failing at their job, social policies, reform, they're all delayed. They're all delayed. Let's take an example. Okay? Now, the mental health bill, for example, it would have created a statutory framework for the community clinics. So we would have actually a statutory framework for the clinics, for the community clinics, for the counseling services, and maybe insurance coverages. We would have all that. Now, without it, the Ministry of Health must keep operating on ad hoc management. I mean, on an ad hoc arrangement, leaving patients without clear rights. Because there's nothing that guides them. If lawmakers are not if they are failing at their job in terms of that, you see, that's what, and even when it comes to land reform would be delayed. The land bill, for example, what does the land bill seek? It seeks a coherent legal framework to drive equitable land reform and even establishes a land tribunal for disputes. So that's also within the, it's also invested to be in the land bill, establishes a land tribunal of dispute. Now the stagnation, its stagnation hold back this process. You understand? It hold back this process and undermines the National Development Plan, Plan 6, NDP 6 target. Because one of those targets is of land for produce, for productive use. So, It's very important. You have to understand how really that actually affect. It matters to you. Okay? So remember, we were talking about the Financial Action Task Forces earlier on. We're still on the gray list. Yeah? What happened? All right. So we're still actually on the gray list. Am I live?
Omutiha with the Kirokaguna, Imatina, Omjo, Chicago Safas and Anana, Longishifa, Yai, Shuikemoshiwana, Iamoyao, or Tango Tisamani, Anagashifa, Yanamibia, Ombitom Banawa, Orangika. Saithanina Omeguro Nidanitoma Yue Yungeshifayo Kupitira Mo Igele FM Media House. Ngwe 20 Mimeha Uka Kombanga Nina. Kara Omkwashi Fareki Wimepo Yomo programa detu. Moambo Dengira Selma Konarahita Twimu. Datundatu Heari Hamano Tano O Niaji. Igele FM.
So hi. Alright. Something was disturbing me on coming on the computer, please. All right. So, a quick commercial coming up, and then we will continue this.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
All right. Welcome. Our time is about 30 minutes past the hour of 8, and we're talking about that the parliament has only... we're talking about the parliament has only for the first... since independence has made a history by only passing about 2 bills in parliament, you know? So, and those were the budget and the amendment of the budget. So now I was asking the questions that why would I bother? Why should I actually that the tally of how many actually bill that has been passed in the parliament? How does that affect me? So, and I said, if lawmakers are not are failing actually their job, that would have affect a lot of social policies. I mean, and reform the social policies and reform would actually be delayed because we need law to start implementing, some of these projects. And even NDP6, we need law to actually effect the national goals. So, and the other thing is that I was looking at the economic credibility as well. When the international partners, especially the Financial Action Task Force, have warned Namibia about money laundering gaps. So the failure now to pass some strong anti-money laundering amendment this year, it weakens our standing. It's going to weaken our standing. And it could actually invite sanctions that could actually raise our borrowing cost. You understand? So it has really big impact implication on us. And also, if the parliament spent most of its time on procedural motions and point of order debates, citizens lose vital forum. We lose that vital forum of oversight. Yeah? So we do. So, and if you guys are listening, so now the Constitution, the Article 94, mandate that the National Assembly scrutinize the executives and pass legislation for the public good. So the survey data from Namibia Institute for Public Policy, the NIPP, shows that 62% of the respondent feel disappointed. 62% feel disappointed with the parliamentary performance in 2025. They feel disappointed. Up from 41%, okay? Up from 41% in 2022. You see? So people, parliament, wherever you are, parliamentarian, wherever you are now enjoying your holiday, we are disappointed. 62% responded, say they feel disappointed with you guys, your performance in 2025. So, in comparison to even, 22 years later or 3 years later. So trust in institution is actually slipping. It is slipping away. And that can, and then that's become a problem because that can influence apathy, as we are heading for holiday, for elections, that would actually fuel the apathy, or in some country that actually fuel unrest. Yeah. So there is the trust is actually, in this institution and the parliament as an institution is slipping. Okay? It's slowing down. So now what went wrong? Okay? Let's get now into what actually went wrong. So let's hear the difference side. We have different side that indicate what that says what actually from their perspective from their angles what actually went wrong. Now the president has blamed the opposition party for dragging out debates deliberately. When she was addressing who was she addressing in Mariental? She was addressing youth. Was it youth in Mariental? Swapo youth in Mariental. She talked about that the political parties, the opposition party, actually dragging out debate deliberately. Well, and the opposition leaders counter by saying there is a poor time management. There's a poor time management. Ministers taking months to answer questions. And a focus on petty dispute instead of substantive you know, lawmaking. So there's been a focus on just on petty dispute, eh? Instead of really focusing on the substantive reason why they are there, which is lawmaking. So, yeah, everyone is blaming the other. So there's also some session reportedly start late, you know, instead of 4:30, they start at, no, instead of 2:30, 14:30, 2:30, they start at 2:45. And sometimes they adjourn also when they're closing, they adjourn after, they adjourn only after just over maybe 3 hours. So there are other also, you know, issues that contributed to this. So imagine now telling your boss you are working hard. I'm working very hard, but you're keeping arriving late and spending half the time debating who said what and then leaving early. That's what I do. Maybe not every day, but that happened quite a lot. And there's also issue of drafting delays, the drafting. So the bill don't just appear, you know? The bill don't just appear. They are prepared by ministries. Now, a weak pipeline means fewer law reach parliament in the first place. So this touches now on Namibia's legislative process. Drafting, reviewing by cabinet, then tabling in parliament. So there's a process there. There's a legislative process. You're drafting, reviewing by cabinet, and then tabling in the parliament. So if the executive doesn't push bills forward, the assembly has nothing, will have nothing to actually pass. Maybe there are so many that are so new that, you know, that also slow the whole process. That could be also the case. All right? So that's what is going on. The political anger raises deeper questions. If parliament is so polarized that no law emerges, what does that say about our democracy? Are MP acting on behalf of the public? Or maybe on their own interest? That's a question. That's a view. Now, the back and forth blaming may fuel public cynicism. We start to be cynical in terms when we see that. It's also marked the really issue. Parliament as an institution seems weak or distracted. And you have seen sometimes that they spend so much time. I have watched this a couple of times. Just on really, really, really petty or procedural issue in the parliament. And they spend about an hour or something like this, just debating just on the procedural, you know? Now, it doesn't matter whether delays are tactical or accidental. The outcome is the same. The outcome is the same. Urgent laws, oversight and oversight are on hold. So the law that's supposed to be passed, the oversight that's supposed to be actually, you know, what the assembly is all about is on hold. Eh? As we can see, there are so many bills that are on hold. So, now, Namibia is not a country that can afford legislative paralysis. You know, we can't afford that because our vision 2030 and the NDP6 actually has set ambitious target. We have ambitious target that we need to achieve, and we cannot sit on our, you know, we cannot just afford that. We cannot afford a legislative paralysis. So do you remember, we have target that we said that we need to reduce poverty and inequality. You know, those need laws. Eh? with that need, Lord, diversify the economy beyond mining, beyond just mining. It need laws, improve key infrastructure and public services. Those need laws. These goals, these national goals require updated laws. They require updated laws. For example, enforcing new mining regulations. There are new mining regulations regulating renewable energy investment, you know, protecting maybe like what is, you know, there's protecting water resources or reinforming, you know, the education sector. So there are laws that, you know, these goals that we set, this ambitious target, they require updated laws. So, and without legal backing, legislation means that delayed programming. Once you miss those, we miss legislation, it means we delayed program. Take the National Development Plan under Vision 2030, NDP6. Explicitly link policy with law. Eh? So, for example, it calls for legislation to protect children or to support economic initiatives. If Parliament isn't passing the Enabling Act, NDP goals become mere aspiration. They become mere aspiration. So we need the passing. We need to actually do Enable Acts. We need the Parliament to pass, you know, act that enable this goal to become, you know, law, to become, to be implemented. So similarly, health, social policies depend on updating laws. If you're delaying it, it keeps people in an outdated system, you know, from 1973. So, for example, the whole question of mental health. So what we have is coming from some, you know, during apartheid time, from 1973. So by delaying that, we are keeping the people actually in an outdated system. And it would have implication. It would have everyday implication. So, and this is why you should care. Wherever you find yourself, whether you are in Oshakati or Ranyamun or Kiatmanshop or Katima Muliro. So, because when Parliament, it doesn't pass the law, business people can't get the clarity on the trade regulations because there's no law. Farmers don't update land allocation rules. You understand? There's everything. Patients remain under outdated health system. Communities see slow movement of housing or maybe urban land issues because there is no law. Even the budget, the one bill passed, the one that is passed, is just numbers until the enabling laws given them effect. You need that law to give you effect. All right? So, now, the bottom line, Namibia's parliament missed a historic opportunity this year to pass laws and set a strong legislative tone for the new administration. Instead, it delivered a fewest non-budget law ever. Ever. So this, it does matter. It does matter deeply. Laws are the tool for social change. The changes that we want requires law, from helping youth find jobs to reforming land ownership and ensuring access to healthcare. You need laws. These are tools for social change. So a sleepy and, you know, gridlocked parliament leaves those tools on the shelf. They leave those tools on the shelf. So, and we have heard many perspectives. We had many perspectives. The president sees obstruction, opposition, MP see a ruling elite uninterested in lawmaking, and analysts sees administrative delay and procedural bloat. So, all sides agree on one thing, though. All sides have agreed on one thing. that the status quo isn't acceptable. It's not acceptable. Namibians need a parliament that is active, transparent, and focused on outcomes, right? That's what we need. So what do you think? What do you think the performance of our parliament this year by only passing two bills? So parliament performance is a national performance. When our lawmakers are effective, the country moves forward. When they stagnate, we all feel it. The 2025 legislatively lean year is a wake-up call for us. So, and the key takeaway are that Namibia's lawmaking output really hit a record low in 2025. So both now the ruling party and the opposition side share the frustration, but institutions are faltered, as we can see. So this delay, you know, threatens progress. So this delay of passing, you know, bills threaten the progress on Vision 2030. Already we have been behind already. And with this kind of progress, we even move further behind. So it's a delay. That delay threaten a progress of Vision 2030 and NDP goals in terms of land, in terms of health, in terms of economy. So, and Parliament need to reform its practice. It really need to reform its practice and pointless delays that we see, prioritize pressing bills, because there are some bills that are very, but land bills, you know, mental health bills, all those kind of bills. So, and work across parties, you know, to meet national needs, because, you know, this has nothing to do with a particular party. And as citizens, our role is to keep the debate alive, okay? And insist on accountability. So let's keep the debate alive. The challenge is clear. Will Namibia's parliament learn from this historic low and find a new energy next year? Will they learn from this? Well, the answer will shape how quickly we can tackle. So how we can quickly can tackle unemployment, poverty, and other challenges that Namibians face today. So, will Namibians' parliament learn from this historic low and find new energy next year? So, let's debate. Let the debate continue. Let's conversation continue. 08333660918. 08333660918. So, what is your reaction? What's your take?
Good FM, welcome to Unpacking the Day. Good morning. Can you hear me? Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear. Okay, yeah. I don't know. I think it's going to the car. Wait, let me just move. Okay. Hello.
Hello, yeah.
Yes.
We can hear you better now, yeah.
All right, Dr. Mike, how are you?
I'm fine, man. Yourself?
As we are approaching the end of the year, which is moving so fast.
It's moving
and
fast.
And expect 2026 people, you know, it will be, this year, if it was a half, if it was calculated in the terms of the odd years, the odd years,
yeah.
In reference to the odd years, this was, I think, half of the year. And I think next year it will be maybe one quarter. So Parliament must be very careful.
Yeah, no, they should really. I mean, it's
because
it's,
look, people, I think, I always say these things. You know, when you start to think time doesn't wait for anybody.
Yeah,
you know, time have got no mercy. It doesn't care who you are. It continue moving. When you are busy debating, when you are busy arguing, it's ticking.
Yeah,
because
on procedural, you just argue on procedural.
And procedure. Look, last time remember what I said? When the president, when the Kapofi proposed something, people said, no, the president wants to take more power. I said, but we have never tried it.
Yeah.
If we want to try it, if we are scared that we are going to give one person too much power, what should we do? we should come together and say, okay, let's put this fact that if this person is found guilty or there's some element of this nature,
yeah.
We just want to establish that element of that nature, that there's corruption, element of corruption. Then that person should be accountable to the to the Namibian constitution, which is Namibian people. So wait, let's put in the constitution. Now today you are saying the year have come to an end. The only thing they were doing is to celebrate their parliamentarian. Is not so.
Yeah, they only passed two bills, and which is actually budget. It's only budget related bills that they passed.
Look at this. We are going back to your constitutions.
Yeah,
and then the people doesn't even have water. And then what are you telling them?
Exactly.
Let me be honest with you. I think me and you, all of us who have seen what have happened, you know, action speaks louder than words. The people never lied when they said action speaks louder than words.
Yeah.
I'm telling some people, I say, look, if people are not careful, SWAPO is going to, I think this time, if SWAPO had the 25% down, it's going to gain 25%. Why? Because the local people, why? The Minister of Land, the Minister of Rural Development, Rural, is working. You can see it. You need to be told that the Sankwasa is working. You need to be told.
Yeah.
No. From east to south to west to north, everybody can see.
Yeah.
It have got no tribal. It have got no race. Work is work. And everybody appreciates his effort. Is it? If he tells you that, no, if you want me to take decisive actions, even if it's SWAPO members, SWAPO whatever, councillors, vote for them so you give me 100% power, I can fire the whole council.
Mm.
Do you think the people are not going to do that?
Mm.
People go to vote. You get right. Is it? Then we will go cry the rigging issue. But we have seen the minister is waiting.
Yeah.
It's not because he wants to garner support. He's working for the people.
Mm.
He says, when I'm coming here, I'm coming as government, not as SWAPO.
Actually, this is exactly what he does. He's actually effecting the law. He's following the law. This is what should have happened. This is how it should be done. And that's exactly what it means, that if we are not passing the law, we won't have the authority.
Authority to
infect what should
be... Or to account to hold people accountable.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. Because the law says, if the law says we need development in to let's for example, if the law says development must be affecting in these areas by 2020, whatever, we are going to decide, we need to have all gravel roads out of the country.
Yeah.
By then.
Yeah.
So the minister who is in charge of that is going to because he have got a supportive mechanism.
Exactly. And when the parliament doesn't pass the law, then the minister has no power. Huh?
The question now comes: Is this opposition in parliament? Yeah. Are they for the people or are they for themselves?
Yeah.
Because opposition is not just to oppose. Because the same thing I said. When the government is, the president or the president is proposing this, we just are going to oppose. But we don't say no. Let's analyze it. What are the benefits of this?
Yeah.
And how do we protect it such that no one abuses their powers?
Mm. There were even two bills that actually get a lot of support, but up to now they're not even passed. It's mental health bill.
Yes.
Does that get the support of almost everyone? But why is not actually passed up to now?
Yes. Look, I think there's a proposal that the SOEs must fall under the Prime Minister's office we are looking at the Prime Minister who works.
Yeah.
Who is not compromised. You get what I mean?
Mm.
Now, if all SOEs fall under him, it doesn't mean that maybe everything he will be doing it, but there are ministers who will be now accountable. But then the accountability becomes more stronger.
Yeah.
That if the minister, something's not happening, the Prime Minister can come in and say, no. But currently the Prime Minister must not say no. You know, he's the head of government, definitely.
Mm.
But he can say no, but if I go, maybe this colleague of mine might, people might. But if that power is given to him,
yeah,
you understand? These prosecutors are not performing. Let us be honest. Which prosecutor? Tell me which one is performing.
Mm.
Look at those CEOs. And that's what I'm saying. Because maybe the prime minister, when he comes in, he will tell the people that all those who were board of directors before must cease to be board of directors because they have never performed.
Yeah.
And we don't want to see their names. They should just pack their bags and go because they are the problem at this stage.
Yeah. But the other thing, when you do that also, you're actually exposing the other weaknesses where you kind of like, okay, I have no confidence. I have no confidence in my colleague, for example.
Look, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's not about exposing an individual. If an individual doesn't work, it doesn't work. That's it. What are we exposing?
Yeah.
If people are saying you are lazy and you want to fight when you are lazy.
But then you are under pressure when now somebody said, okay, why would I have that person when they cannot be able to do the work? Get rid of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. But the point is, what we are saying is, sometimes people, they get comfortable.
Yeah.
Is it? The very good example, you know, we all of us, I think we saw it with Tete Tete. So quick.
Yeah.
Because we are used to this life. But not knowing that there will be consequences. Because we are used to the life of there are no consequences.
Mm.
Is it? So it's not the president. Sometimes maybe the president might not be, because if the president have to replace that minister, the prime minister cannot do that. But the prime minister also cannot reprimand that prime minister, that no, you're not working, maybe sometimes.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they want to do it that way. And that's what I'm saying. I'm always of the view, anything we never tried, let's try it.
Yeah,
the biggest failure in life is to fail to try what you have never tried and continue doing the same thing, but then you expect different results.
Yeah. But the other thing is also that you're not just shifting responsibility and kept whatever is not working there without changing it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's also to say, let's try something different, but let's dismantle what is not working.
Yes.
You know?
Because we know we all agree we are not working.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we are protecting those who are not working and putting so much pressure on the people who are working.
Mm.
Is it? If people are
we can give this example exactly that the we can see the president is working. The president, yes. We see that the president is working, but now the parliament have actually underperformed.
Yes.
You know? So, and then we actually say the 8th administration has actually, you know, hasn't lived up to their promises.
Yes.
You know? So like the president said, 11 pieces of legislation will be done by the end of the year. So that's what she promises in her sona. So come to the end of the year, there was only nothing. Budget that has been actually passed. Nothing.
Not maybe 0.something%.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the question comes also. question comes. The president have got a vision.
Yeah.
Who is stopping the president to achieve a vision for to uplift the lives of the people of the nation?
Yeah.
Who? The same people opposition. Is it? Why? Working together, you see, I say opposition doesn't mean that when you go to parliament because you are SWAPO. First thing, we are all Namibians. And that's what we should also think of.
Yeah.
Is it? When you enter that parliament, don't enter the PDM as a Christian, whatever, as SWAPO, as whatever. Enter as a Namibian. What is it that my people have entrusted me with this power?
Yeah.
So what is it that I must do for them before the end of this year? Take it upon yourself as an individual. Say, this year I want to make this proposal.
Yeah.
Be it whether people are going to accept it or not, but you have tried your level best to make proposal to the benefit of the nation. So those who refuses, yes, it's not that whatever you make a proposal, people will take it. People have arguments. Because you see, we are people who like analyzing. And the first thing, a lazy person always, they go to the all impossible. When you tell them, let's do this, they say, no, 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 no. But But then, don't you think that the law does not allow? No, let's look. No, but don't you think that the international community, you are not in an international, you, first it's you.
Yeah.
Then second, the other person who is next to you.
Yeah.
There's no way you can feed your neighbor before you feed yourself.
Exactly.
You see? That's why the parliament must now, when they come back, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, no, they should. Definitely should. Yes. Yeah.
If they are not going to be ashamed of themselves, I think Tata Sankwasa and the president, I think, and Tenekundi, they are doing a good job. I think the minister of health, maybe, she's speaking up. Yeah, but some ministers on placentas, to be honest with you, we are not doing well.
Yeah.
They are not doing well. Trust me, maybe must also start looking into the area of expand the railway, the way the project is there.
Mm.
You see, let's not, City of Indukoso must not just sit to wait for the rain to come. Then you want to charge people water. The only time you can complain is water comes, you cannot even harvest that water.
Mm.
The rain ends, then you start complaining about the save water. What is that?
All right.
Those type of mayors must be fired.
Yeah, no, that's what we
thank
said.
You very much.
Thanks for coming through.
Mm. All right.
Yeah. 0833-66-091. 0833-66-091. So, good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, man. Yourself?
Great, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, the performance of our parliament.
Yep.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, the performance of our parliament.
Yeah.
And our excellency, the president, is very, she's not happy with it.
She's not happy. She's not happy at all.
Okay. Which I think it's her right. But at the same time, we need to ask ourselves, is it true that those law that was supposed to be passed by parliament,
yeah,
they are the really main reason why she could not do what she wanted to do this year?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. We cannot always just remember, this is an election year.
Yeah. It could be a deflection, you know, isn't it?
Okay. It's an election year.
Yeah.
This is number one. And number two, our ruling party have lost the majority in parliament.
Mm.
And it is, for me, if I was from if I'm the ruling party president, it's just right for me to blame the increase in number of opposition party in parliament to our failure.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just normal. To a logic, to a person who understands what is going on, it's just normal for me to stand and say, listen, we could not do anything this year. Why? Look at now, we have a lot of opposition parties in parliament.
Yeah.
They are the ones that are blocking the law to be passed,
yeah,
so that we execute what we are planning. Now, the only question I have, is it true that Her Excellency the President is telling us that she cannot use the existing law to do at least 60 or 70% of what she has planned to do?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not just saying 100%. At least for her to justify what she's saying, she should come and say, okay, listen, this is how far I was able to go.
Yeah.
This is how far I was able to achieve.
Yeah.
I wanted to achieve A, B, C, D, but because of this law and this one that it has not yet passed, it has blocked me.
Yeah.
Because the statement that she's making, our ex-president is making, it's a purely, I can consider it as a political statement.
Mm.
Yeah, because in this case, we expected the president to come and say, this is what I wanted to do. And this, it was entirely depend on this law that has not yet been passed.
Yeah.
Are we saying that those laws are not hindering the progress? They might, but not to the extent that we cannot do anything.
Yeah.
Yes, we are in a position. That's why we say, if do your part with what you have, so that at least when people come and say, why did you stop here?
Mm.
Then you say, I cannot move from here because of the law that are not yet passed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes quite sense. Yeah. Mm.
years. And then the other thing, when people say the parliament have not has failed, I also ask myself, do you know that the speed at which the parliament pass law also depends on the people that are in parliament?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. I can give you one example. If you have illiterate in parliament, number illiterate,
yeah,
or the people that are, yes, you know, this is what we call yes, sir, yes, sir, people.
Mm.
If you have illiterate and yes, sir, people in parliament, the whenever the law comes, as long as it's presented by the minister who is from their party,
yeah,
in most cases, illiterate and yes, sir, people will not even sit down and scrutinize that, because the moment they start doing that,
yeah,
they will be considered as people that are against the party.
Mm.
That is one of the things. And therefore, in most cases, the law will just go through. It's so easy, 2 or 3 days, for 1 month or whatever, the law has been passed. It's not because there was nothing to be discussed.
Yeah.
It's because it's against, you will be seen as the person against the progress of the party and why you are.
Yeah.
That is one side. That's mm. one side.
So,
but
actually,
the other.
Okay, just to probably add on what you're saying, just a reflection in terms of that. When we see that earlier in the 90s, when we see that many law has been passed, what you suggesting or what you are saying is that by then, first of all, the ruling party was the majority. Because the laws just go through without being, you know, debated or whatever, you know, scrutinized, as you're saying. So
yes.
Now we see, we don't see more yes kind of people. We have seeing more people that are actually scrutinizing the bills. So that would actually elongate a little bit how long that would take, isn't it?
Okay. In fact, in other words, I'm saying, do you know that I don't have a problem of a parliament to sit for the whole year,
yeah,
without passing any law?
Yeah.
Provided that all the law that has come in the chamber, they have done a good job.
Mm.
Okay? All the law that came, they had time to properly interrogate and look at them and analyze, and then they have done a good job.
So, yeah, because there has been a complaint as well, the quality of the bill that comes to the parliament.
Yes,
yeah.
Mm. Yes. I can give you one example of that, the one with the communal land board or whatever, the land law.
Yeah.
It just came out of recent, I think last month.
Yeah, land bill,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, it came out last month that the traditional authorities were not consulted on that law. Just imagine. Now, if the traditional authorities, the custodian of the communal land were not consulted, and yet you want this law to just come and go through the parliament.
Mm.
No, that cannot be. So it's possible to have a parliament that have deliberated on different law,
yeah,
and they have done a good job, and the law might be at 70 or 80 or 90% before it is passed.
Mm.
So then we should not be concerned. The question is, we should ask ourselves, what is the progress that has been made with regard to the law that were brought to the parliament?
Yeah.
That should be our concern, not that we have not passed any law. Because last year, most of the law that were passed, apart from this amendment, VAT and all these things, they came from the other previous year.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how parliament is done. So I think for me, yes, I understand when somebody's asking irrelevant questions. They are not going in detail of the law. They are just delaying tactics. Yes, that one, it's not, no one wants to engage in that.
Mm.
If anyone is doing that is, it's a wasting of our time.
Yeah.
But anyone who is asking relevant question with regard to the law that is tabled cannot be regarded as delaying the progress.
Yeah.
No, it cannot. Because that is the only place where we have to interrogate those laws.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you, Matt.
No, thank you. Thank you for your contribution and for, okay, for that perspective as well. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
08-333-66-091 08-333-66-091 we're talking, you know, the parliament. This parliament have passed the lowest bill in history.
A very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Very good.
Mm.
Let me not, before I go to my point,
yeah,
let me touch a bit there. I don't know. Don't you think we must start from the parties,
yeah,
which are being registered each and every now and then?
Mm-hmm.
The moment they will stop registering new parties,
yeah,
then we must concentrate on what we have. There's no development that they are bringing. They just want to eat.
But that would be against the constitution.
No, I don't understand. But they must work on that constitution now.
Yeah.
Yeah, to stop registering new parties. Because I don't see any benefit which comes from them.
So you would like to be like in America, where you have the two parties, one Democrat and...
Yeah, you see what happens in America.
Yeah.
It's very easy to decide and see what this person did in this five-year term.
Yeah.
It's not good for me. I have to change to the other party. And if this one also is not doing the good thing in the next 5 years, then I have to go back to where maybe there's a new person who can even think, like the way we are having a new president now.
Mm.
Our president, she wants to work, but how is she going to work without strong pillars behind her?
Yeah.
That's the only problem we are having.
But she's the one who have actually created the pillars. The pillar behind her is the one, she's the one who has chosen.
Yeah, but they are not enough.
Yeah.
They are not enough. As the other gentleman was saying, the yes people.
Mm.
You see what happened to this fish rot amendment? What happened to it? They brought it.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to scrutinize whatever comes. They just have to say, yes, let it pass. It's a good law.
Yeah.
Mm. Why not? At the end of the day, what comes? Corruption.
Yeah.
Let me come to my point. I don't know where the Kanina went with the whole knowledge of city police, I don't know.
Who is which one? Who?
Mr. Kanime for city police.
Yeah. Mm.
They said bad things can sing on city police. They are no more active like the way they were.
The city police?
Yes, that time of Mr. Kanime.
Yeah.
This pole, electric, whatever, light, street light. If you check this side of Uriangava, Menlo Hereford Road,
yeah,
these people are digging electrical or copper wire, something. It's just holes. I don't know how the patrol, the patrolling of city police is being done.
Mm.
Even this camera which they are putting, I don't know in which spot. Where the evacuated spot? Those are danger zones. To know here, there must be a camera. I don't know how they are doing it.
Yeah.
But for me, they are patrolling of them of just driving in the street.
Yeah.
And you cannot even step out of the car and just move around to check how things are being in the road or in the community.
Okay.
It's not working well.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's not working well because that's why you see, when you wake up in the morning, the crime happened, maybe it was in the street, no city police. And if you call them, they say a thing which is, it was not there before.
Mm.
If you call them, there's something which must start talking first before you reach to the person who's going to respond to your what? To urgent need.
Yeah, so you're speaking to the voice before you really talk to the real person.
Yes, what is that for now?
And it's taking up
time.
You are
wasting someone's credit who's in need of your service.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah. All right. Okay, so yeah, no, you made that point, but you contributed to the early topic that we're speaking. Yeah, but I also let you speak. Have that point made as well. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Great.
All right. Good morning to you. We're talking the parliament have, we're talking about the underperforming of the parliament by passing fewer bills in history since independence, different views, very interesting views looking at this. There are those who said, well, it's the quality of the bills that we pass, and sometime where we are at this point in time, we have people might that scrutinizing. And that may take time,
But good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yes, that's Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself, man?
I'm all right. Likewise, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike, you're saying we are having a good weather here. It's raining like nobody makes rain.
Yeah? It's a very good one.
Yeah, we have shower here yesterday, but yes, now, today.
Yeah.
Yo, my friend.
It's heavy rain.
Yeah, very heavy. I'm telling you.
Ah, man, you still make me jealous.
So hot, like nobody.
So hot?
It's hot.
Oh, I thought it's you woke up on a very that kind of weather that you just don't want to wake up and,
No. So I have a lovely, yesterday rain, but today is very hot, my friend.
Oh, no.
You think about like maybe even like a 2 o'clock, that
gosh.
Heat. Yeah.
And here we're burning. We're honestly burning here. Yeah.
Yes, same here, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, Parliament.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes we can use it as a tool for what campaign. But the opposition party, they are distracting the policy to be allowed to be passed. But when you're looking at the other things, like how they get to Minister of Health to be have a mandate, and because we are talking about law which really need to be dealt with, especially the municipality by law. Yeah, like local authority, you talk about land deal. Those things, if we are able to give president to control the marine resources, oil and gas.
Yeah.
What's so difficult for to move with the minister of urban to get hold of the title deed of when it comes to local authority?
Yeah.
To power over oversight. No, here is we are trying to play tricks, but I think we, as Namibian people, we already passed that campaign tool.
Yeah,
We understand. Yes, they need to pull up because if you was having this, here is we are trying to play tricks, but I think we, as Namibian people, we already passed that.
We are hearing ourselves at the back.
Yeah, so the radio just came up quickly because I was using the app.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It just jump on. I don't know how. But anyway, Mike, the thing is that when you're looking at the things which are happening in Namibia, I think sometimes I think we cannot really say no, the president want to work, and indeed this parliament that they make the president to fail. No.
Yeah.
They have a lot of power. Do that.
Like the previous caller said, what are you saying the current law would not allow her to be able to do 60 or 70% of what she needed to do? Would it entirely just depend on the new law that should have been passed through the parliament this year?
Definitely. That's the thing.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Yeah. Because we're still having some law which is supposed to be done, deal with it, and that's what I'm saying. The good example which I'm giving you that, we give it the power to the Minister of Health.
Yeah.
To bypass the procurement board.
Yeah.
And now there are a lot of things which is supposed to be done. That's what I'm saying. What's so difficult to give it the mandate, the power also to the to minister who are working like Shangwasa. On Nekundi. because there are a lot of law which is pertaining Namibia to move forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. The good example which I'm giving is the municipality bylaw. This municipality bylaw is a colonial apartheid airline, but they are still forcing it to our own people. Which, and today you are complaining that there are none, there's a lot of high unemployment. Like, people are trying to make a living, but at the end of the day, who's come to the, what, to destroy their business?
Mm-hmm.
So municipality. For, what, city those, police?
Those
you talk about
laws,
city police? Yeah, you are talking about NAMLA. NAMLA is also doing a lot of damage when it comes to the small business people. So there's a lot of things we need to overlook, and the president can do that with his power, higher power.
Yeah.
Without to, according to the what parliamenters. Yeah, for me, no, this is just a campaigning.
Yeah. So the other thing is also that it's not just a matter of passing law, but it's also passing quality law that really affect, make a difference, a change, or affect people's life in the way we want.
That's the point, because you cannot tell me we are here in Windhoek, but you are having somebody who's doing sentiment in Opuwo, but a person who is in Windhoek is the one who entitled to give it the what authority to that person. We have our traditional leader who are supposed to do to, because of their oversight, they are seeing what is happening there in the ground.
Yeah.
But they don't have power. No, those are laws which we need to scrap it out. And as the president, you can do that with your power.
Yeah.
Anyway, Michael, let me give you a double chance.
All right. Thanks for coming through.
Thanks, man.
All right. 3333-66091.
Very good morning to you.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Yeah, I don't know. Because sometimes back.
Yeah.
I mean, back. Recently, people were complaining about why is it that the parliament is rushing to pass some laws, some bills, converting them into law. And, you know, bills are also a very, they take a lengthy process for consultation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, laws are actually made from the, you know, from the ground. So the maybe line ministries or those responsible could be maybe individual people.
Yeah.
So it really require a serious consultation. And you cannot just rush them because they are very, very complex.
Yeah.
So if you rush and then you end up making some mistakes, obviously there will be legal consequences. And I know very well that some years ago people were still complaining, no, why are they rushing this laws? Why are they rushing the bills? Things like that.
Yeah, and maybe that, also some people not consulted, you know, if you rush
them. They always come and they say, yes, the stakeholders and all those things are not consulted. And if they are not, if there's no wide consultation made, then obviously people will come and say, this one has got consequences on the life of the people.
Yeah.
So I don't know why now people are saying there are few, maybe there are few, like you said, maybe the quality of laws, and you remember they have to be in accordance with even international legal instruments,
our
own domestic instruments.
Yeah.
So we really need to thoroughly examine them and see whether there are some kind of contradiction. If there are those ones, contradiction, then if the law is now promulgated, then the bill is now is promulgated now.
I think that the point you're making is it's right to say, yes, people shouldn't rush that. But if this is actually being dragged, let's say, for example, you have the opposition party who are dragging out debate deliberately or something like that, or you have poor time management or you have a minister taking months to answer questions, or, you know, or focusing on petty dispute instead of really substantive lawmaking. So those things should be, you know, spoken out, should be dealt with. Yeah.
Yes, you just mentioned about substantive law.
Yeah.
When they all these things, they really need to be, people really need to apply their mind.
Yeah.
This is, like, of course, like, I know most of the time the oppositions and things like that, they do complain about it. Sometimes they deliberately really delay the process just by to frustrate and things like that. But that shouldn't be the case. Because it is for in the best interest of the nation. And it's also, you know, some of these laws, the bills, they have to go now, and then, you know, they take a long process, actually.
Mm.
So, and then there are those committees, legal committees that are there, just to go there, and, you know, those experts, look at it, look at the law, whether is it really in line with the international standards, for example, yeah. Or is it really serving the best interest of our, you know, the justice system?
Yeah.
So I think it's not, of course, they might complain or they might delay it deliberately, but when, if you are delaying it deliberately, what are you doing then to the nation?
Yeah.
But also rushing them into action, it might also have some, you know,
harmful effect, yeah.
Exactly. So if the laws are there really to really serve the interest of the nation, it must really be examined. So, but the bills, people have to consult,
yeah.
A lot of things, and they will come and say, no, we are not consulted. And I've heard a lot of things here. People are not consulted, even the, what is it, the interest group.
Yeah.
So all those people need to be consulted.
Mm.
If not, then they will definitely come and say no. And they saw the review process. It also has to do a lot of things. So it has to go to the national, the National Council for Review.
Yeah.
And all these other things. They have to come back again. All this process. Even some of the ministers. So they can't just, you know, they might not even answer some of those legal technicalities. So what do you do then? So you have to look at them, examine them, see whether they are really in line, there is no contradiction. If they are not in conformity with the constitution, it has to go back. Even policy themselves. But even talking about policy here.
Yeah.
So what more of the act? So they really need to work very hard to pass those ones that are really, they need to be passed urgently.
Yeah.
But no, shouldn't be delaying things deliberately. Otherwise, you know, it's the bread of the people on the table.
Exactly.
So I think let's just create a balance. Yeah. And see how this legal instrument will serve our nation the best.
All right.
Good.
Thanks for coming through.
Welcome, sir.
All right. All right, if Parliament is so paralyzed, that no laws will come back after this.
Imbaya rire ombwa nai etepa weda ko ombuni kiro ombe ombi hukusha onjiviro yoye irire ombupu o hakane na wina ikare no masa ko murungu wa indu. Weri rongere kusha umune ondengu okura ko imba. Una ovi unedia peke ko gondola mirongo vitatu no hambu umwe. Po kuika ovinki no kukara norupa ondando ya peke yukianja oshimariva. Olo peresente dano komiede vitatu moshimariva. Olo peresente umurongo komiede hambu umwe moshimariva. Olo peresente umirongo ivari na dano. Miedia murongwa na vivari moshimarifu. Itororera ondengu jima yu ungura na wakove na wina onyano kife. Ashiesho imba ye kupe oshimariva shishihina omarifiro. Imba o maoronga neno uye uhaka enina itako na wina rishangita jinon.
All right, welcome back. Our time is about 30 minutes past the hour of 9. We still actually have about 30 minutes to go. Yeah, so, as we said,
Also, Namibia is not a country that can afford a legislative paralysis, you know, because our vision 2030, the NB, our goal, the NDP 6, all depend on the laws.
A very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Bon dia, familia.
Bon dia, como está?
Tudo bem. Vou te meter no parlamento você mesmo, vai chegar lá.
So now I will have, I actually got someone who's going to teach me. I will surprise you now, you know? So.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
I was just saying, yeah, I'll put in the parliament for us.
I think I'll be thrown out. I'll be like, who was actually thrown out? Was it Job Mpanda?
Mpanda, yeah, his brother.
I think I will be thrown out, you know?
Yeah, it's
on a daily basis.
It's easy when you're outside. When you're inside, is a problem.
It doesn't matter where you are, whether you are in or out, it's still a problem. You know? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I don't see any rush for us to come with bills in the parliament.
Yeah.
I think we just did the right. We normally we focus on the in agriculture. Mm. See how are we doing well today?
Yeah.
We don't need to rush. What's the rush to go away now? They're just doing fine. And sometimes, Honorable Kamkwasa is doing well. Was appointed by who? This Meme.
Yeah.
John appointed him.
Mm.
Yeah, he's not drinking alone. Let us appreciate the head, the driver, the, who appointed him. And I heard like the other caller was saying, like, no, you know, the municipality is not doing well and that. The problem is you. Because you don't vote right. I'm not doing that, but you don't vote right.
Yeah.
Some of them, you don't even vote at all because when the member was appointed, hey, it's too old and what the people lose their thing and went to vote for the other candidates, you know? And that's the problem we have today. Now, you want the member to come and do the municipality in underway because the system is under control, is controlled by the oppositions. And those guys, they are behind a shadow. Now people just see like the SWAPO, the government is doing wrong. No, it's not SWAPO in the government in the way you think. The problem is that those oppositions in the parliament and the municipality is the one kicking up people in the markets because they know the name will come out is the big name.
Yeah. No, sometimes, okay, and many people does that when they come to a show like this, is that sometimes we focus on people rather than actually on the issues, you know, and sometimes that's where we actually get things wrong. So, and sometimes we paralyze, as I'm saying now, we paralyze discussion by putting a blanket on something to say, let's say, for example, I'm saying, the president is doing good. Okay. But, you know, but the other people are raising up issues to say, look, you know, if we have failed here, what could have we done in terms of really discussing that issues rather than, you know, putting a blanket sometime when we said, no, the president is doing bad, or someone, it's the same, it could be on the other way as well. Someone said, we're not doing nothing and things. Mm-hmm. You see, you're actually putting on a blanket by just saying, you're not doing anything and all that, and nobody should be discussing it. But rather than actually discussing issues, we're putting on a blanket. Either we say they are not doing well, or they are doing so bad, or they are doing good, and that's it. You know, you understand?
It doesn't enrich us.
It doesn't educate us. It doesn't make understanding the dynamic of what is happening in our society and things like that. And that's why I prefer more people, you know, let people talk about things that is happening. Yeah.
Yeah, no, the fight is good. As the Tatebana said, let's say, okay, maybe the problem is the communication which is not there in the parliament. It is not consulted and they need to... And this is take long. You don't just come up one day to another to say, okay, I'll put law here. The way the... You remember the law was amended by this... The other president of the taxi drivers. A fine was 200 and went up to 2,000 or something like that. And who gonna suffer if you put that kind of price? Even the airplanes, they also have accidents. They are even in the air. The only one thing they are moving, but you just make the people who are trying to live, to make their living, to be so difficult for them to live their life. Now they are making money out of us.
Yeah.
You find the traffic, you find you the robots and selling. You don't have a fixer. A takes a rank. For example, you don't have a custom in your car. You find four people standing in the road, my brother. You don't have petrol in the car. What you'll do? You just pass by because obviously you pick them. But this guy find you there. He's 1,000 something. That man going where? Going to? To them.
Yeah.
But now the problem here, also when it comes to the municipality. Municipality people need to be educated to say, listen, the problem is here. But now the yes folks are mentioning one person here to say, no, the government, no, what. But the problem also, I like the fight which is there now, the fight which is in our country where these parties, this coming with this coming with this. But they need also to mention them to say, why you guys not delivering?
Yeah.
You know? We need service in these locations. There's no electricity, there's no water. But are you really, even if you go to the cities now, people have been chasing away where they are used to sell their product, their small, to the handed mouth of product. And who are you seeing them? They think it's the government, the swapo. No. No swapo. You need to vote right to try to see how can we create a safe environment.
Yeah.
As Meme always saying, listen, if you want me to do well, please do some do changes on this kind of big activity. Look what happened to Vavis Bay. There's a fight, Swakop. There's a fight because of the leadership. There is not a. See, something is wrong, and people are not focusing on that. They're just focusing in Michael. Michael's the one who is there.
Yeah.
No, look the system. Okay, watch what kind of system we have today. What benefit are we having today? If the system is wrong, let us change the system by time is always a good thing to give time and see. Let us try to change this system to see how we'll get if you do wrong and we give the system that you don't do right, then I can say, okay, now it's you, the problem is you. We give you this chance, but you are not delivering.
Yeah,
up to date.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, my brother.
All right. Thank you for coming through.
Okay.
All right.
Our time is about 38 minutes past the hour of 9, and we are here, still here, until 10 o'clock. All right, you can still come through, talking about, yes, we need, as the other time I was saying, look, we have vision 2030, we have vision, we have the goals, national development goal, the NDP6, you know, all these, that we set those ambitions, target ambitions, you know, this ambitious target. As I said, there are a lot of things that we need to change. Reduce poverty, inequality, you know, our country is one of those. And the law, some of the laws that we have created this environment, you understand? So we need to change that law. Sometimes we can't wait, you know, but we're not asking to rush. So that it just matter of passing the law, but there are things that we need to act quickly. You know, diversify the economy. That's one thing. You remember what I told you? That every day just put in diversifying economy. You know, so every day mention just diversify the economy. Yeah, then you have done your work. You know, you have done your job. Every day just mention diversify the economy. You know, so, yeah, so seriously, yeah, there are things that can't wait. And if we, of course, we want really people that are scrutinizing things, and that's what we want. And if those who are bringing in, you know, who are actually drafting, if it's not quality, or you don't expect that, you know, that's going to pass through the parliament, with some people that can really scrutinize that. So we need good people. We need actually quality drafting of policies, reviewing by cabinet as well. You know, it's not just, it sounds good. Okay, let's go. When it comes to the parliament, and then it has to go back again, because, you know, it's not a good work done. So, and then that would definitely delay policies and bills to pass through. So yeah, good. I think we, but you're still welcome to come through and have your say, your reaction and your contribution as well. 0833 66 091. So when we come back, we may move in the other topic as well. So that we have today that we have prepared for you so as well today. So stay tuned.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right. Good morning if you're just joining us. And, welcome to the family. You are on the right ship. Okay. So the captain is always ready. So thanks for joining us and, you are welcome. This is Eagle FM, your number one, talk radio stations. So we're coming you live from the Ondangwa studio and it's Big Mike behind the mic. So now, let's turn the spotlight now to, on the Ohangwena region, a region with, as we hear, with a unique potential to open doors or rather open gates into Angola. Now, but is this opportunity really as golden as it sound? Is this a golden opportunity as it sound? And what does it take to turn geographic advantage, you know, into actual economic growth? Okay? What does it take? So, well, stay with me. We are going to unpack this in the minutes that we have got left. So, and we're going to look at all the site. This is a story in yesterday's edition of The Villager. It's a story by Loise Shimi. So make sure that you subscribe for The Villager, or what you need is just send your name and email address to 08124441 44, 08200414444, for you to subscribe, and you will be receiving your digital copyright in the palm of your hand, on your phone, on whatever, your tablet or on your laptop, wherever, you know. So, and The Villager is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday, so do that now so that you can, you know, have the one for tomorrow. And it's normally packed. It's normally juicy. Friday one is normally juicy. Make sure that you subscribe for The Villager. All right. So last Friday during the 14th business regional engagement in Inanna. The Minister of International Relations and Trade, Selma Shipala Musevi, made some bold statements. She made some bold statement. She urged the people of Angwena to tap into geographical advantage and position that region as a key gateway for trade and partnership with Angola. With Angola, right? This, she said, could help diversify. You see, I mentioned the word again. So could this could help diversify Namibia's economy, expand across border trade, and even create sustainable job, you know, through this. But here's the question, okay? Maybe that guide our, should guide our discussion. Is this all just idealistic thinking? And hear me out. Is this idealistic thinking? Or could this really be a game changer in Angwena? Can this be a really a game changer for Angwena? And maybe Namibia as a whole? Now, so we're going to look at now into opportunities and maybe challenges and also weigh in on whether this vision of for Angwena is a path, you know, to prosperity or just another dream. It could be just another dream. Is there anything maybe that we need to do to create that dream? So first, let's acknowledge the role of regional integration here, all right? Now, Namibia is part of the Southern African Development Community, SADC, and the African Continental Free Trade Area. So two massive framework designed to create or to increase trade across the continent. So the potential for cross-border trade between Namibia and Angola could benefit both countries, especially considering the economic challenge, the economic challenges Angola has faced over the years, all right? From oil dependency to, you know, infrastructure gaps for us. So, but here is the thing, okay? Here's the thing. Namibia overall trade with Angola, according to the Namibian Statistics Agency, hasn't quite hit the level, you know, some people might have expected or some might have expect. So we haven't really trading, you know, with our neighbor, with our northern neighbor as some might expect it, as compared to South Africa and maybe Zambia as well. Angola is not yet, you know, one of our top trading partner, you know, and there's a good reason for that as well, you know. It is not just about proximity. So it's about connecting these regions, you know, through infrastructure. And also you need effective policy. So for you to have this good trading partnership. So, yeah, so those are some of the things that maybe we need to seriously to look into. So now for Angwena truly to thrive as a trade gateway, I think we are going to need more than just promises of leveraging geographical position. So we would need more than that. We need roads, you know, we need railways. Somebody mentioned railways this morning. We need bridges, you know, critical infrastructure that is still lacking in many parts of the region. So, and that lead us to a very real concern, you know, is the government now, okay? Is the government really ready? Is it ready? When now, you know, the minister actually talking about that we, you know, we need to, you know, leverage geographical positioning, you know, Angwena has. So is the government really ready now to invest in the long-term infrastructure needed to support such a vision? Are they willing? You know? So, and in terms of policy, in policy terms, Namibia's National Development Plan 6 talks about regional trade and infrastructure development. But here's the thing. We can't just declare ourselves a gateway without investing in the basic. So we cannot just be a gateway. We need to invest in the basic things, in the road that survived, you know, that survived rain season, because sometimes you have quite a lot of road that has been, have you been in that area that are damaged by because of the flood? So, yeah, roads that survive rainy seasons, bridges that don't collapse, border posts that are efficient, you know, custom services that are not stuck in the 1994, because some of the system that are used in our custom services, you know, is actually stuck in the 1994. And that's what we are talking about. The parliament passed laws that are more modern and more relevant to the way, to the things, to how things are now, to the situation, to the current situations. So because most of our custom systems are stuck in the 1994. And remember, the Ohangwena, like many other northern regions, face serious climate shocks. You know, recent flood displaced, according to statistics. So recent flood displaced 150 families, wrecked crop land, you know, schools, health facilities during that time, even contaminated water sources, you know. So there are so many things. So those are not just, when you have to think of those things, all right? When people are displaced, when cropland are really wrecked up, schools and health facilities. So those are not just humanitarian problems. They are economic infrastructure problems. You understand? They are economic infrastructure problems. So you can't trade if your good literally cannot reach the truck. Eh? If you have a bridge that is actually collapsed. So you can't trade, eh? Madam Minister, if the bridge is collapsed, for example. So Minister Ashipala talked about the diversification of Namibia's economy. Ohangwena has made strides in sectors like logistics, retail, and accommodations, you know. So it is encouraging to see growth in this area. That's what we want to see. Now, according to the most recent census data, business in Ohangwena are growing, but many of these businesses are small scaled, you know, informal and family run kind of operations. So if we are to truly capitalize now on the trade gateway vision, we need more than just actually basic job creation. We need more than that. We need entrepreneurs to be equipped with the tool to scale up. I mean, if we need to trade with Angola, so we need to expand the entrepreneurs to equip. As I said, we don't just need basic job creation. We need entrepreneurs to be equipped with tools to scale up, to innovate, and to compete internationally. So then when you think in terms of that, equipping, you know, tools to scale up, to innovate, and also to compete internationally, you know, okay? That's why I asked earlier on, are we prepared than to invest, you know, in the infrastructure and in personnel in skills building to be able now to fulfill that vision, yeah, of Hangwena being the gateway, you know. So, of course, the cross-border trade with Angola has a huge potential. Yes, it has a huge potential, but Angola's economy has its own challenges as well. It has its own challenges as well. Currency instability in Angola, regulatory issues, you know, and sometimes unpredictable policies as well. So if Namibia depend too heavily on this gateway, eh, are we ready, you know, for the shocks from across the border, from the other side? So that's why we need, you know, policies that reconcile, you know. So then there's the bigger picture of regional integration and stability. Yes, boosting trade is important. It's very, very important. But let's not forget the regional cooperation also means tackling issues like border control, cross-border security, custom regulations. Eh? We need, you know, those.
You have 3 minutes. Good morning.
Yes, that's Mike.
Yes.
Sorry to come back, but I'll just make it short, 1 minute.
It's your region, eh?
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm coming home. I'm just about like, what, 5 kilometers from Oshikango. Yeah. And anyway, if it come through,
yeah,
I think it would be the best one of to have. Because since we are trading with Angola, but not many things we are trading with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is to be the best thing to ever been done between two countries.
Yeah, but there are so many. But what the minister says, that is the gateway, the potential is there, but we can't live on potential. There are a lot of things that we need to do. There are investments that we need to put in. There would be a lot of investment that need to go in, but there are issues. We need also to tackling issues like border control, cross-border security, all this kind of thing, customs regulations, all that need to be settled out. Yeah.
Yeah, because the way I'm putting it is like, we as a Namibian, we are suffering too much when it comes to this bordering country, instead of to be 50-50. Mm. Because most of people who are benefiting is Angolan.
Yeah.
You look at the way, even the way they're entering Namibia, they can end the way without even a permit to Windhoek. But us, you only have to travel to Oshamongo. Apart from that, if you go to the other side, unless you are having a passport, then, or even your car also having the trip, which they allow you to drive up to the, maybe to Kunene day. But here, my friends, the people, they can come, or even to status, they can go the end of the valid passport.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but because I think they aim to iron up their police. Mm-hmm. I mean, in Angola.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, you can feel that you are not in Namibia when you are in Angola. It's the same, not like when you are in South Africa, you can feel that you are a bit home.
Yeah.
But Angola, I'm telling you, just at the Santa Clara, you can feel it.
And that's what I'm saying. When we talk about the potential gateway, it has to be also on the other side.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It must be 50-50, not the way around.
Exactly, yeah.
Anyway, Mike, just sort to pass a short note.
All right. No, that's good.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming through, okay?
All right.
We have seen tension in the past. Yeah, over these matters, especially in border regions. Any effort to turn Hangwena into a gateway to Angola will need a strong diplomatic cooperation and clear policies, as Mandume is saying, that foster smooth trade movement, you know, that actually foster that smooth trade and movement between the two countries. So the minister also put the creative, I think I need to mention this quickly before I hand over. So the minister also put the creative industry in the spotlight, saying it is not just about art for art's sake, but about livelihood, you know. So, and now here where the policy and potential can meet, Namibia has the creative industry growth strategy under discussion at the moment, and it recognizes film, fashion, design, music as economic sectors. It recognizes these as economic sectors. So for Angwena then, for Angwena youth, creative industry could mean cross-border cultural festival, maybe craft export, you know, when we have those craft and going to Angola, or digital media made in Enana, but consumed in Luanda, you know, who knows? Eh? So, yeah, but creatives often face that same barriers. Eh? It's always face the same barriers as other entrepreneurs. So what are those? Access to funding, internet connectivities, training, marketing, all this. These are the barriers that there's, and without tackling this, and I can tell you, without tackling this, creative boom is just a talk. That will be just a talk. And do our regional councils have the structure actually to support creative centers or hubs? Or are we expecting individuals to do it alone? So, well, there's no doubt. Definitely, there's no doubt that Angwena has the potential to be a key player in Namibia's future, future trade and economic development. Definitely, there's no doubt. But to truly capitalize on its geographical advantage, we need to address some serious, serious gaps, from infrastructure to climate resilience to ensuring that our youth are empowered with more than just financial support, but also the resources to succeed in the long term. So, in short, the vision is there. The question is, are we ready to face the challenges head on? Are we ready to face the challenge head on and turn the vision into a reality? All right. So let me end up here and say thank you for those who have taken part in the show this morning and who have contributed as well on the show, and for you also for listening and for keeping following Eagle FM and for keep tuning in into our programs, and continue to do that, because Tete France is just coming up with Kutha Mosha with another exciting deliberation and discussion coming your way. Let me say goodbye. Tomorrow is Friday. Let's see each other again tomorrow. Same time, on the same frequency, in the same station, on the same station, Eagle FM. From me, Mike Oshavedi, I'll see you tomorrow. So goodbye for now.